Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Today I'm actually recording in the car, so it's my first recording in a car, so I have no idea what the quality will be, but if I don't like it, I'll just delete it at the end. Hopefully I will. For today, guys, I actually wanted to talk about habits and how to make them and the routines, because I've read a lot on the subject and I was trying to figure out how to work for me and it doesn't. Okay, so let's start from the topic. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
Well, you know, Russell Brunson is talking a lot on, well, you need to have some habits and how do you actually create the habits, and by creating routines that you're going to be able to frequently executing those routines, you're building them into a habit. And from there, there were some other gurus talking about, well, you know what, the 7 habits of success, I think it was Napoleon Hill. Then there were another book that I actually read that put a really strong impression on me. Actually, I listened to it. I cannot remember the name, but it really had broken, well, how to create new habits. And it was really broken down into steps. Well, you need a trigger and you need a time and you need a location and you need a set of steps and you need a rewarding system and gamification and everything. And I was hooked. I mean, you know me. And I found it really useful, but I started looking at the problems. Habits works really good for non-entrepreneurs. I mean, I know a lot of people that are employed 8 to 4, 9 to 5, so they can actually build their habits. It's like, you know what, I wake up at 6 every morning, I wake up at 5 every morning, I wake up at 7, it doesn't matter. Then I brush my teeth and then I do this and then I took my kids to the kindergarten and stuff. And at 8, I'm at work till 4. Every day after work, I do this, then I actually have time with the family, then I do the exercise or whatever. Now, that's really good way that you plan your day out, where you know that you have 8 hours of work every day at a fixed time, and you plan your time before it, you plan your time after that, and when you add the sleeping of, I don't know, 8 hours, it's like 8 hours work, it's already planned, and then 8 hours sleeping, it's another plan, so that's like 16. So you actually plan the rest 8 hours to the day, which are fixed every day, exactly when you wake up to work, and then after work. Now, this is where my problem started. I was like, okay, I'm going to build the habits. So I said, first thing is, let's wake up early in the morning, 5 a.m., because it really helps me. I'm going to try to push that as much as I can. But trying to map out a routine. As a business owner, I don't have a working time. Yes, our employees start at 8, but many times I start earlier than 8. Sometimes I start at 7. Sometimes I wake up at 5. At 5:30, I'm already working till 6:30 or till 7:30. Because for me, that's the peaceful time where I can actually just sit and be creative, write on the book, create podcast, think about strategic on how to grow the business. Then the kids wake up, the wife wakes up, and then, you know, people start emailing, calling, and other stuff. So I prefer that time. However, now is the tricky part. As a business owner, sometimes I come back at 4 o'clock after work. I have never come back at 4, but at 6, 7, and then I get a critical email. So it's not like, and it's gonna take me half a day to work. So like, okay, I'm actually stuck working for the whole night. And if I work for a whole night, there's no way I could actually wake up at 5. So this gives me no option in the routine world. How can I actually build healthy habits? Like, okay, let's start doing massage. Well, I can do once per week every Wednesday at 12 o'clock or every Wednesday at 6 p.m. I have no idea whether on Wednesday I'm free at 6 p.m. And is it just me? Or, I mean, for employees, for people that have a fixed time work time, they can plan like every Wednesday after work, I'm going to have a massage or I'm going to do bodybuilding or whatever you're doing. However, with the business owner, for me, is I rarely stop working at 4. Sometimes I work till 6, sometimes till 5, sometimes I'm free at 2. Don't get me wrong, but the inconsistency is the big problem I had with being an entrepreneur. And on the other hand, I kind of liked it. Yeah, I woke up in the morning, I'm not in the mood to work. Well, then I do other stuff and then I continue working till late of the day. So I do have the freedom. But if I really appreciate that freedom, then how can I actually plan for routines? Because I cannot put a fixed hour. And it's interesting, given the kindergarten, we took the little guy, the little boss, that's how I call him, we took him to a private kindergarten. So they are accepting him from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. So I have a 3-hour window. So sometimes we take him at 7, sometimes at 8, sometimes at night. So I don't have anything on a daily basis that's on a fixed rate. When we go to bed, well, sometimes I go at 9, 10, sometimes at 11. If there are nice movies, I stay up at 1. So that makes my life really hard. I was looking at one video which was saying, well, you know what? The things that are not into a pattern or that are not already in a routine or in a habit, you think about them constantly because your brain needs to figure them out. The moment it becomes a habit, you know, it no longer takes energy because you're doing it as a behavior by default. So you no longer use energy to do that. Now I was like, wow, actually I'm using a lot of energy then, because I don't have anything as a pattern or as a regular thing that I do as a habit. And it got me thinking, it's like, well, how we entrepreneurs are supposed to create habits, healthy one hopefully. And then I think I found a solution, which I have to try. But instead of fixing it the time, I should actually just fixing it in a relative time. How it will look? Well, instead of saying I woke up at 5 a.m. and I brush my teeth and I wash my face and then I did a half an hour of reading, it's like regardless whether when I wake up, before I do anything else, I'm going to wash my teeth, I'm going to wash my face and I'm going to do half an hour reading. So if I wake up at 5, even better, I have more things to do in between. If I wake up at 8, which rarely happens, still I'm not touching anything until I actually do that routine. Also, I can do the same routine for before going to bed. So it's like, okay, before I go to bed, I need to do X, Y, and Z. Maybe 10 minutes yoga or whatever will be into the pipeline. So instead of me focusing on at what time, weekly, daily, or monthly it needs to happen, it should be more the routine. Simple, like I don't have a routine where I drink coffee, but I can put, well, every time before you want to drink a coffee, you need to have one glass of cold water, for example. And in that case, regardless whether I'm having the coffee or at 5 or at 7 or at 12, I know that I have to actually have a glass of water. So that's actually a way around in putting the fixed terms on how are we doing. But it doesn't solve all the problems, guys, because let's take the massage, for example. I want to have one massage per week, but that means that every week I need to figure out the time when I should book the massage. And yeah, I know that if I put it Wednesdays from 8 a.m., then it's a fixed time in my calendar and that's it. But there are still always risks, like Tuesday afternoon I might get stuck till 2-3 a.m. building something or writing something and get inspiration, and then I know I'll have struggles to wake up in the morning so I can do the massage. And I was curious, how is it with guys? How are you finding the balance, the key word here? Because for me, it's really hard to put a pattern. I woke up every day and every day is completely different for me. Some days I have physical meetings, some days I have online meetings, some days I have communication with clients, some days I don't have any calls so I can lock myself into the room and spend 6, 8, 12 hours in creating. Sometimes I'm on the phone for more than 6 hours and every day is a new surprise. I mean, yeah, I do plan, I do structure my days and my calendar and everything, but it's never the same. And by saying it's never the same, I'm realizing that I don't have routines. And now when I started climbing mountains and hiking and doing healthy food, yeah, everybody are saying, well, if you do a lot of exercise and eat healthy, you lose a lot of weight. But if you want to maintain your health and your weight, well, you need to put it as a habit. And for me, it was really like, yeah, sure, I know what's a habit, I know how to do it, but then I started like, okay, when are you gonna have your breakfast? And I was like, well, depends. If I wake up at 5, there's no way I could wait till 8 to have a breakfast. If I wake up at 8, 5 a.m. breakfast, it's already missed. So not having the fixed day and the fixed routine in my life, I've realized it's a struggle. So maybe the next period I should actually work on my timing, so every day at least I would have some structure, at least when I go to bed, or at least when I wake up, or at least some of the activities that I do. But other than that, I think that with the relative habits, it could work. Every time before I have a coffee, I need to have a water. Every time when I wake after coffee, when I finish, I need to have a tea. Or every time before I go to bed, I need to do at least 3 minutes stretching. Every time I want to watch a movie, I need to do 10 push-ups. Okay, now that's a lot of push-ups because I still do watch a lot of movies. But I think you understand my point. So conditioning what I love with something that I know is good for me. And that is actually a routine just without a timeline. And hopefully that eventually in time, it will become a habit to have water before the coffee and a tea right after the coffee, or doing some small exercises in the morning. And maybe that's the way for entrepreneurs. And I'm curious, anyone else has figured out how to create routines for entrepreneurs? Because if you tell me every day I wake up at 8 and I have a strategic meeting till 10 and or till 12 I'm working on growing the business, and from 12 I'm operationally, yeah, I do have those kind of plans as well, but they rarely work because, like it or not, everything is flexible, and I don't want to plan my 8 hours working time, because if that's the case, I'm just an employee. I want to be able to sit at 11 p.m. and just get a huge inspiration and sit and work my ass till 5 a.m. if needed, and then the next day to be unable to work at all. It's still better than just having a fixed time. So that's all I really had today, and I really didn't know how to build a healthy habits for entrepreneurs, and I started reading on the topic, and all the topics are for people that are employed. There is really very little literature to read when it comes to building the healthy habits for entrepreneurs, for people that don't have that fixed times and they have really flexible timeline. That's all I had for today, guys. I really hope it will inspire you as well to think about this, and talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.